Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And thank God he blessed me to be on this radio broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. And I truly thank God for every believer who believes in God and continue to believe in God. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, willing to lay down his life for the whole world. And I truly thank God, make no difference what nationality, what complexion we are, what skin tone we are, but truly we thank God that God created every one of us in his own image. We are his garden. We are his flowers. We are everything that he said we are to him. And I truly thank God for being on this broadcast, the Rosa Sharon. And truly, I thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his mercy. And most of all, truly, I thank God for everything that he is. And I truly thank God for the love that he has for us. And I truly thank God for Jesus. But God is good. And I thank God for his name is holy. And he is holy to us. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Good morning to the believers. Good morning to the body of Christ. Good morning to those who don't know Jesus today. This is your opportunity to know the Lord. Praise God. Because Jesus is soon to come. We don't know when. We don't know how. But we know according to the word of God that Jesus is coming back for his people. He's coming back for the bride. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for all that he is to us in this hour. I know some of you are on your way to the house of God. You're on your way to work or coming from work. Praise God. Some of you are taking care of people because you're a caregiver. Praise God that you take care of somebody, family member, or you even take care of your own. Praise God. But one thing about it, God is a healer. And thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who come to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to open the blind eyes. But I truly thank God for miracles. Modern day miracles can happen in your life. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for the prayer warriors who intercede since during midnight all the way up to 7 o'clock a.m. in the morning. You got some who are interceding by noonday. Praise God, praying for those who need prayer. And then you got those, praise God, who enter into their closet in the evening. Praise God, interceding for their family, not only there, but others as well. But we truly thank God for God give people assignment to intercede for those who need restoration, who need deliverance, who need peace. And I truly thank God. Thank God for miracles that God spared the children. Praise God. God spared the mama, the daddy. Praise God. Thank God he spared those who was about to take their life. God spared their life. God sent an angel to stagnate it. Whatever they were about to do, God had them to be stopped. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So there is so much we can pray for. We can pray for the lost. We can pray for the innocent. And Lord, we thank you. We can pray for salvation. But I truly thank God, for God got people around the clock. And not here in this nation, but other as well. They are interceding. The people's voice are the drum. And God hear the drums beating louder and louder. Those are the voices of the innocent that are crying out to God. Their voice are the drum for God to hear them and to deliver them, to bring them. Oh, thank God, they bring their requests to God. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And this morning, in John, the third chapter, I truly thank God for John, when really Jesus, praise God, with telling Nicodemus of the kingdom of God. And thank God for the kingdom, that we need to focus on the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came on this earth to make a difference in our lives, and he did. He made a difference by giving us the Holy Word, because Jesus is the Word of God. And truly, I thank God for the Holy Spirit, that Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And I truly thank God for that as well. But most of all, we need to take heed to the Word of God. And John was an ideal candidate to know the heart of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John knew the mind of Christ. He was so engaged in what Jesus was saying to the people while Jesus was on this earth. Well, Jesus is still here today, in our present, in our hearts. He is still with us today to give us the good news that he is coming back for his bride. He's coming back for the Holy Church. But we need to be ready at all times, because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is soon to come. But we need to be ready. We need to be ready for him, because Jesus is soon to come back for his church. And we are the church. We need to be ready at all times. We should have no spots, no wrinkle, but we need to be ready and be holy unto him in his presence. And John said this in John, the third chapter, and the 16th verse. And when John said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." And look, I thank God for Jesus. I truly, truly thank God for Jesus, that God did not send his Son into this earth to condemn us. Jesus' job was to save us, from our wretched, stinking sin. He came to deliver us out of the hand of the adversary. He came to deliver us, that we will have the right to the kingdom of life. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus is love. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Jesus is love. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So one thing I love about the Word of God, it do not lie. It tells the truth. And the truth will make us free. We are in perilous time in this nation. And there are other nations that we hear on the news how they are going through devastation. But one thing about it, God is still in control. He still has the upper hand. Only God is the one who will deliver us out of devastation, out of chaos. But I truly thank God for Jesus. Jesus is Lord. And I truly thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. The last time I record, praise God, was having that burning bush experience and just to sound the trumpet and cry loud and spare not and show Zion, hallelujah, of our shortcoming. The only way we can receive all that God is for us to surrender our lives to him. John said, for God so loved the world, God loved us that he willingly to sacrifice his son on the altar. Praise God. On the altar to deliver us from sin. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Sin. Oh, praise God. God had to do something to deliver us out of sin. And he's going to take us to receive salvation from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus was willingly to lay down his life for us, that he willing to give his life for the whole entire world that God created. And he was willing to be that sacrificial lamb, laying down his life, willing to sacrifice his body and his blood. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So I truly thank God that he is there for us. That if we believe in him and shall not perish, may not die, but live and declare his name. And I thank God that he is God's son. That's why Jesus said, I didn't came on my own. I was sent by the Father to bring the revelation to you, because I am the revelation, that you will receive the promise from the Father through me. And I truly thank God that Jesus was willingly to deliver himself, to sacrifice himself for us as a people that God created. And I thank God for the redemption is here. Jesus is here. Right now, in our spirit, Jesus is right here with us. So let's continue to believe in his word. And let's continue to believe that Jesus is Lord. That he came to save us from our sin, from our despair. Save us from devastating, chaotic world that we are in now. Let's believe in the hope. Let's trust in hope. Let's trust in God and believe in his son, Jesus Christ. May the love of God be upon each and every one of you. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.